Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with the Faith and Freedom Show, where I talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Today I'm talking about ITEC, the Indigenous People's Technology and Education Center in your county. If you're in Marion County, obviously we're broadcasting over several counties. Our broadcast studio is in Dunellen. And in Dunellen is this organization. And the reason I found out about this organization, I was watching a documentary called Beyond the Gates of Splendor. And at the end, I guess in credits and things like that, I saw Dunellen and I said, hey, I've got to get these guys on the radio and have them tell us about these neat things, because this is living history, folks. You've got little living history, global awareness of what these guys are doing. And it may be that you don't even know what your neighbors are doing that are fulfilling the old love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue playing this interview with Steve Saint. And this next part, I kind of get into having him tell us the stats about his car that flies. But also he's going to tell us about, I ask him about how he gets help. Is it something that people in Dunellen and Marion County and the surrounding counties can come in and do? I mean, you're in Levy County, come on over. If you would like to participate, much that they are doing involves people committing their time as a gift of love for their neighbor. So I'm going to go ahead and push play and pick up where I left off on this interview with Steve Saint from ITEC. Are you involved with, I'm guessing this is probably the case, that you're involved with several churches in the area that are participants, provide the a quote-unquote manpower, I guess, you know, or those who are going to provide the ministries or teaching and things like that. Tell us about the churches in the area that might be supporting you.
Well, there are a number of churches. Ginny and I go to Seven Rivers Presbyterian Church down in Crystal River. We have a son that goes to an independent Baptist church up in Williston. We have another son in Ocala, and he and his family are part of Baptist Church right there on East Highway 40. And then we have another son that goes to church with us down at Seven Rivers. But there are a number of other churches in the area that participate or have members that participate with us. We have a fairly low profile right here in this area, which isn't that we've tried to hide, but, we have a bunch of churches in this area that have homeschool groups or groups of students or adults that come by to see ITEC and then help us do things all the way from do maintenance on our physical plant, you know, out at ITEC, our research and development center, or come out and help us actually do research and development. Right now we've got a building project. We need to have a place to start developing the Maverick, and if you have a county commissioner and would like to see the Maverick developed here, we would invite you to call your county commissioner and tell them that you'd like ITEC or the organization that we've started called Beyond Roads LLC to stay here in your local area and create some jobs here and develop the Maverick. We already have some people on the county commission that have encouraged us to try to develop this and build it right here. We are going to need some more space to do that, and I think that the county commission might consider giving us an old building that's doesn't meet code right now and would allow us to fix that up. We are right now temporarily, we are insulating and going to wire and fix up a local or building that we already have that we've been hangaring some airplanes in, and we're going to make that for at least a starting point for building these flying cars, which, I mean, when was the last time that we saw Marion County and Dunellen in on CNN or in Popular Mechanics, or in there's an article. Well, an article just came out in Ocala Styles, which was very, very nicely done. And we also have we're coming out in the Plane and Pilot magazine this next month. I don't know. It's now, we didn't do any of this to get attention for our local area, but we're very happy to have it. We've lived in this area for over 20 years. Jenny and I have, and our family has. Our kids have mostly grown up here, although we've also been to Africa and back to South America in the meantime. But we feel very much a part of this community, and we do need help. We need help on a part-time basis, volunteer basis. We're especially looking for somebody who has experience welding to help us weld up the fuselages for these flying cars.
And I guess, really, even with that, if you think about it, the kind of arduous area, that kind of work that it's going to be doing, it's going to be extremely off-road. So we're talking some superb high-tech welding and things like that. And are you guys using higher tensile steel for this, or what are the standards for this Maverick?
To have something drive, especially if it can go off-road and yet can go high-speed and fly, it's got to be very extremely lightweight. So actually, the construction techniques that we're using are very much like the plane. If some of the members of the audience have seen the movie End of the Spear, or have seen the documentary that was made by the same people called Beyond the Gates of Splendor, the plane, the yellow plane that my dad flew and that I flew in the movie, I actually got to be the stunt pilot in the movie, but that plane is built of tubes, a tube structure, which is a specific kind of steel. It's called chromoly steel tubing. My dad's plane was made with that, and that's what we're building the Maverick from. And then we have a Sunbrella canvas cover, so it'd be, the outside is very much like some Jeeps that you see driving around that have zip-out doors and windows. It's really a fun vehicle, very, very versatile. And for any hot rodders that are out there, it will do 0 to 60 miles an hour in 3.9 seconds. It doesn't have a huge engine, but it's so lightweight that it's very, very nimble on the ground. And probably the most unique thing is that for people that don't know how to fly, we could probably teach anybody that can drive an automatic transmission car how to fly this thing in a day. It on the ground, it has a steering wheel, an accelerator, and a brake. To fly it, you just flip one little switch. It's called the fly switch, and that ties the steering wheel into electric cylinders that are fly-by-wire. They have a sensor on them that senses where you're turning the steering wheel, and then they steer the wing to do the same thing that the steering wheel would do on the ground. The brake doesn't work in the air, but we think that a lot of people, their first few flights, will probably want to step on it once in a while just what do we call our kids' blankets, our security blankets?
Yes.
It would just give them the security pedal. And the accelerator in the air, you accelerate, you don't go faster. That happens on the ground. But in the air, if you accelerate, you go up. You decelerate, you come down. So it's really very, very basic. You want to land in a pasture, on a road, on a football field, or in an airport, you just let off the accelerator and it starts coming down, and you steer it to line up with wherever you want to land. And then just before you touch down, you just accelerate a little bit to decrease your rate of descent, and it lands.
So what is the airspeed that you normally operate?
It is a fixed pitch wing, which makes it very safe to fly. So, you know, you can't make a mistake and end up upside down. You really, if you really, really knew what you're doing and really, really, really wanted to, you probably could go into a spin, but if you let go, it would just recover. It flies at 40 miles an hour in the air, so it's a slow, stable platform in the air. We could make it go faster, but it's intended. It's not a roadable airplane, which would be primarily an airplane that can also go on the road. This is a flying car. It's intended to be an on-road, off-road car primarily, but if the road doesn't exist, or if you need to get up and do observation like search and rescue or herding cattle or reaching places like where I used to live where there are no roads or there's huge areas of the jungle that are flooded each year for several months. So when there is no road, then you fly. That's why we call the parent company Beyond Roads. But I'm sure a lot of people, we hope a lot of people will want it just for a an extreme recreational vehicle just for fun. But our purpose is to make it available to people in frontier areas where there are no roads so that they can use the roads when there are roads, they can fly when there aren't roads, they can use the river when there aren't roads, and it's more convenient to motor down the river than it is to fly. So
now I noticed that it has, it looked like two seats, a front seat and a back seat, and what is the how much equipment can you, you know, the payload when you're going from place to place out there in the jungle?
Well, on the if you're not using it as a light sport aircraft here in the U.S., the useful load will be about 460 pounds, so it'd carry two or three people. Now, if it's a light sport aircraft here in the U.S., under FAA regulations, it'll be limited to two people. Now, on the ground, it actually, the back seat is big enough for two people, so... And it'll carry a lot more weight on the ground than it will in the air. But in the air, we've done all of our stress tests up to 1,500 pounds. And at 1,500 pounds, it would actually carry about 515 pounds of passengers and fuel.
Okay, and I know these are technical questions, but
okay,
about fuel, how long does it stay up in the air if you were just going to do nothing but fly it?
If you were just going to fly it with the standard tanks, you could fly for about 3 hours, and then it would get very silent, and then you would land. If you want to land with reserves, you still want to have power when you land, then, two and a half hours and then a little bit of reserve to land, or 2 hours and a good bit of reserve. But on the ground, it will, it carries almost 15 gallons of fuel as standard tanks. And on the ground, you know, if you were cruising along efficiently on a road, you would get, I'll say 30 miles to a gallon and 15 gallons. So you could go, 450 miles. And then it would get silent on the road, which you don't want it to do either. So, 300-400 miles, drive from here to Atlanta and fill up and turn around and come back.
Wow. Now, that's pretty good stuff, folks. And that's happening in your neighborhood, in a neighborhood not only near you, right where you are in Dunellen, Florida, and Marion County Airport. I'm David Alan Carmichael. Just to let you know what you're listening to, this is the Faith and Freedom Show, where I normally talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. But there's some earth-shaking information that needs to be put out there. Some really neat things happening in Dunellen and Marion County, and just this area, folks, under the sound of this broadcast, where Steve Saint and his organization, Indigenous Peoples Technology and Education Center, is equipping people to meet physical and spiritual needs. I'm going to read something from their website. They say they, at iTech, and you can find out about that at itechusa.org. That's itecusa.org. Reading from that website, they develop at iTech, develop, produce, and distribute unique tools and training for frontier areas. They train and equip indigenous God followers to care for the physical and spiritual needs of their people. And there's a Build Bridges mission here of understanding and partnership between Christian churches in developed nations and those in frontier areas. Now, what's interesting and really imperative that you do, if you have internet access or can order a video, I highly encourage that you look at the documentary Beyond the Gates of Splendor. It's a true story. And I saw just the other day, I hadn't seen it before, and except for doing some review for this interview, End of the Spear. It's a true story, not just based on a true story. It's a true story, folks, and it's amazing what's been going on for these generations. Lots of divine intervention going on, and if you would like to be a part of iTech, You can find out more at itechusa.org. We come back from a break, I'll give you some contact information so you can call them or visit them directly and participate in what they're doing and learn more. But we're going to come back with this Faith and Freedom show right after this break. Stay tuned to Frank Talk 104.3 FM.